Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by Roger. He didn't send me a topic with his donation, so I thought I'd take the opportunity to discuss the next part of my book that I'm working on. Here's what I've written so far, and I quote, "A woman will sabotage her female friends' relationships to make herself happy. She gets off on it. This is part of women's dirty douchebag full of tricks. But a man will sabotage his male friends' relationships to make them happy, because he sees the pain in his friend's eyes. When he looks into them, he sees the lights are on, but it's the woman that's home. His friend doesn't see or feel any pain because he's wearing his love goggles, and can't see or even imagine his partner's bad intentions. To prevent this awakening in men, wives and girlfriends may wreck their partner's friendships with their male friends. They don't usually do this by giving him an ultimatum. Instead, they typically use the covert strategy of monopolizing all of his time. She slowly cuts him off from his single friends by keeping him too busy to see them. On the weekends, he spends time with her family and friends or doing laundry together. She doesn't want to risk losing her relationship and source of resources and attention if you're a catch. Many people say to never listen to what a woman says, but instead focus on what she does. I do neither. I always pay attention to the outcome of her actions first. If you do this, then you'll be able to understand and reverse engineer her intentions and predict her motives. If you ever bring this up with her, she'll most likely gaslight you and say, you're making things up. She also has the plausible deniability of the two of you being busy to cover her smokescreen composed of queefs. But she's afraid. She fears other women taking you away from her. She fears other men revealing her flaws and convincing you to leave her. She also needs to protect you from your single male friends because she wants to hold on to you, and she fears what they say because such men don't have any filters. Always remember, a woman without a man is like a slave owner without a slave. The process of destroying your male relationships takes time, and you slowly drift apart from your friends over many months or years, and eventually you never see or hear from them again. That is, unless of course your friend is in a relationship too. Then she'll organize couples outings. That way you associate the positive bond we have with her with your friend as well. This complicates things if you want to end the relationship, or she dumps you, because you don't actually want to toe her tampon line. If and when you break up or get a divorce, your couple's friends usually belong to her. She tries to cut you off from your social circle immediately, because she wants it all for herself, and because it's a simple way to punish you. Women fear loneliness, so they push it on us if we leave them. They do it even if they are the ones that leave us. The marriage divorce industrial complex wraps its claws around you, and if you try and leave it, it usually takes a piece of your financial, emotional, and social value away. When a man gets married, much of his social circle gets assimilated into his partner's one, if his male friends are in couples. But your single friends get tossed aside because there isn't enough time for you to spend brunch with your beloved and time for the brotherly love of male bonding. A woman also has no problem alienating a man from his family of origin as well if they see through to her real intentions. She might convince her partner to move a few hours away from his own family so he doesn't actually see them very often. When the two of you do socialize with other couples, it's usually in a larger group at a party or event. This thus eliminates your opportunity to cheat on her because you're under constant supervision by her friends and family like a grown child. You'll never be left alone. Your life is filled with working, commuting, spending time with her, socializing at backyard birthday parties where all of your actions are out in the open. A woman also needs to go to your corporate Christmas party to keep track of the female coworkers that might watch you. She will make friends with some of your female coworkers, so that if you cheat in the office supply closet, that information will come to haunt you as well. Men are treated like kids, where all of our actions require female supervision. This, I believe, is one of the reasons that women went into the workplace. To police men. Unquote. I'll read more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to your wife cutting you off from everyone in your life, Clown World Show. Here is more from the book, and I quote, "Any man that refuses to get married and remains a bachelor gets quarantined from the social collective to put pressure on him through the fear of loneliness and lack of female validation and sex until he conforms and finds a partner. The isolation will continue until morale improves. But the joke on them is that if you're an extreme introvert, It's a reward and not a punishment. Single men are a threat because they potentially show the way to freedom. Like Mel Gibson running towards the Redcoats with a flag full of stars and stripes in slow motion in that film The Patriots. You lose precious time sliding down a slippery slope into a sloppy vagina. Unquote. So what do you guys think about that? I don't actually think it's as polished as the other sections I've shared so far, and would love to get your feedback as to what else I can add in there. I know it's missing about 3 or 4 more jokes or catchy phrases, and I'll have to go into my archives to pull some of those out. I've spoken to one woman that I wasn't in a relationship with about all this, and she started giggling and laughing, so I know it's something they actually do. But it's sneaky because you actually have to read between the lines, and the only way you can actually do that is when you're a single man and not in love. Love seems to create a blockage in reason and rationality when you're a man. But for women, on the other hand, their reason and rationality is heightened when it comes to all the techniques they use to control us men. Women are rational when it comes to love, and men are irrational when it comes to it. That's why they fear the knowledge that I'm sharing with everyone as a single male, because I provide a new outlet that they don't actually have ready control of yet. I'm the friend that women can't eliminate. I hang out with their man when they commute to work when he's unsupervised. That's why they actually have to work very hard to shut me up. I cram as much vital information as I can about female nature into a short burst of 10 minutes. If you listen to my ideas repeatedly on a daily basis for weeks or months, then it starts to introduce rationality to your brain. Rationality that women have worked so hard to eliminate by getting you to fall in love with them, and then cutting you off from all your friends. In this short section, I also talk about love goggles, emotional tampons, and gaslighting. So I'll have to introduce those topics earlier in the book so that guys have a foundation to build from. It's all like layering a cake or laying down a foundation. Also, let me know if it's a too bit complicated to follow along. Most men need simple to understand language, and my goal is to reach out as wide an audience as possible. Another danger with regards to cutting you off from your friends is that there's a good chance that you'll actually start to become dependent or even codependent on your partner, that you'll form an unhealthy bond because you spend all of your free time with her. If you go to a regular job, this probably won't be as big of a problem. But since I was self-employed most of my life and was with women, they were also mostly self-employed too, we both worked from home. So after one woman in my early to mid-20s cut me off from my family and friends temporarily by getting me pissed off at them, then she started to lose her composure, and I could see the act she'd been playing up to that point. So some women need to be careful cutting you off from your support network and getting you to spend all of your free time with them. Then you'll start to see how really lazy and manipulative they are to begin with. That's what led to the end of that relationship. She showed her true self after 4 years, and she was selfish and manipulative. They say that common law relationships are more likely to end than a marriage. Of course they are. A man is likely to leave if there are no legal bonds there keeping him in bondage. It's as if people think it's a bad thing that a relationship ends, because a couple aren't married. I think it's a great thing because it shows how incompatible they really were. Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? Actually, it's more like why marry her and watch her get as fat as a cow when you can basically live apart and get her to milk you for free? Luckily for me, no matter how much my love goggles were on, they weren't on enough to get married. There was always a warning system on the back of my mind that didn't allow me to put myself in such a vulnerable position like that. As for controlling your relationship with your friends and the love goggles, it's like a double whammy. She cuts you off from the people you know, and your mind pretty much works against you by giving in to her demands more and more. You're blind to what she's doing to you because your objective friends can't tell you anything about it and what's going wrong. Also, your own mind stops being objective for the most part. For myself, the reason I believe I still had that warning system functioning in my brain was because of the overwhelming majority of people, I'd say about 95 to 97%, that have betrayed me throughout my lifetime. So regardless of if you're a male or a female, I always expect the worst from people. When you have to deal with getting stabbed in the back and being manipulated as much as I have in my teens by classmates, you become cautious, and sometimes it gets transferred over to your adult relationships. Who would have thought that bullying and disrespect can actually help you later in life? Being an introvert can also help a man that finds himself in a situation like this. Because when you're comfortable being alone, you usually get used to making your own decisions and using your own brain to do so. And thus, you don't need to socialize with others to feel complete. But it also works against you because a woman expects you to go out to family functions, and introverts get badly drained by such activities. So she depletes your emotional energy by nagging, taking you out to see her family and friends, and eventually you just start going with the flow, because you're too emotionally exhausted to say no. Plus, even if she actually lets you hang around with your friends at that point, and there's actually time to do it, you'll be so exhausted from your other interactions with people as an introvert that your friends will just tire you out even more. She won't even have to take away your friends at that point. Your own desire to be left alone and recharge your emotional batteries will do that for her. I'm not really sure if women are consciously aware of that and talk about it at ladies' night, or if it's all just an instinct. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women smash your social independence when you smash them in a so-called stable long-term relationship. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that cut you off from your past so they can control your future away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.